Beep, beep, boop, boop.
Welcome to Scott's podcast. How you doing, sir?
Doing good, man. I don't know. A bit caught up to me. I don't know. We can call it Scott's podcast for today. It might go back to Sports Shark again.
Yeah, well, him airmailing his picks a day later. I don't know, man. He might be getting some slight edge there.
Does. He has a more accurate data, more up-to-date data than I do.
Either that or I'm salty because I was 0-4 last week.
Yeah, probably a little bit of both.
Last week was crazy, man, with some major upsets.
Yep. So I agree. Wild week.
I definitely feel like some shenanigans were going on. The Niners game, they had that in hand, and then the refs basically gave it to the Browns when they called a
Pass interference or something.
No, unsportsmanlike conduct, like
Oh, that fake hit, that soft hit.
unnecessary hit, which was a
Personal
perfect
foul.
clean hit.
Yeah, personal. It wasn't even a hit. He just stopped.
Yeah, and he used the shoulder and the guy ran into him.
Yeah,
I don't know,
exactly.
man. Football is beginning to be almost, I don't know how you say, a passive sport, a girly sport. I don't know. I mean, it used to be, that's the name of the game. As long as you're not targeting someone head to head. Now, any big hit, they're throwing the flag, even though it was a legitimate hit,
Legitimate hit anyway.
but they crushed them. They're throwing the flag, and then don't even hit the quarterback. You're gonna get the flag.
Hey man, however you want to look at it, there's just more different ways to control the game now.
Yeah, exactly. Did you hear the flag football is gonna be a thing, a sport in the Olympics?
Wow. I'm gonna have to come back and try out for professional sports, man. That's the great news.
You better get in training, sir. In 2028, it's an official Olympic sport.
Oh, snap, man. That's a, I'm gonna be old. I'll be 34 by then. I don't know if I got the moves like I do now.
There's a thing called Senior Olympics, right?
I have to be that upper age, please. Can we call it upper age?
Either that or what are the Paralympics?
Oh, come on. What is that? We don't qualify.
Yeah. There was another sport there were like three sports they approved for the Olympics. One was flag football and two other ones, and they're all like weird sports. Like ping pong. Well, ping pong was already an Olympic sport, right? Yeah. I don't know, man. Don't know. Anything on your mind on the sports world before we start review our picks?
No, not too much. I think we get started. I can talk to what's happening in the sports world here.
All right. Okay, let's go over your picks last week. You went 2-2. You took the Oh, before I start, I apologize to our one fan out there who missed last week's podcast. It went into the dark hole where I couldn't find the file and edit it and post it online last week. So these are the results from last week's podcast. Scott, you went 2-2. You took the Broncos plus 10.5 versus the Chiefs and lost. You took the Browns plus 9.5 versus the Niners and won. You took the Cardinals plus 7 versus the Rams and lost. And the Sunday night game, you took the Giants plus 15.5 versus the Bills and won. So your overall record is 13-11, and your winning percentage is 54%.
Yeah, I need to climb that up.
Speaking of the Broncos, do you think it's over for Russ Wilson, or is it's more the team issue, or Russell's done?
I'm done betting them. That's all I can tell you right now. I'm not touching them until they. I actually want a bit opposite of them, and I feel like if I do that, they might win this week, which is the crazy part. But they haven't covered the spread at all this year, and they suck, man. I don't know what to tell you, but they suck. They're gonna try to trade Jerry Jeudy out of there now, from what I heard. It's I don't know, man. Fade them if you can.
Exactly. Yeah, they're a mess, but they've been a mess for like 3 or 4 years. So, they keep on bringing in new coaches, and the results are the same. I was trying to avoid it, but I will have to go with review my results. I went 0-4 last week. I took the Colts +4 versus the Jags and lost. The Saints -1.5 versus the Texans and lost. The Eagles -7 versus the Jets and lost. And for the Sunday night game, I took the Bills -14 versus the Giants and lost. My overall record now is 9-14-1, one tie for a 40% winning percentage. I am officially in Joe category. I was a baby shark for a while, but I came back to reality. One thing I wanted to say about last week's game, the Texans, I keep on doubting them this whole season, and they're legit. They're competitive. CJ Stroud, he's for real. The coach, I really like the coach, how he's bringing a different mentality, energy, competitiveness to the Texans, and they are a competitive team, which they weren't the past 2-3 years, right?
Man, how you gonna
So
hop on the Texans bandwagon and you was living in Houston and that was your team? I've been telling you Texans that with CJ Stroud is pretty nice.
yeah, no, I mean, I've always been a Texan, but the Bill O'Brien years really soured me on them, and I just I you know the last few years when he was coaching and general manager, he basically gave up DeAndre Hopkins for peanuts for nothing. And they traded away other players, and so, but now that they seem like they're back on the right track, I might have to support him again.
You should. I think he's a baller. CJ
Yep.
Stroud's a baller.
He throws a great, he can make all the throws. He just got a tight spiral and quick release.
You see
But
his first interception. I was watching the game. He threw his first interception, but then the guy that he caught the interception fumbled the ball back. He got the ball back,
exactly. I
but it's
saw
still a
that.
pick. I'm
Yeah.
like, oh shit, good for him.
Now, put it on your crystal ball hat, like in 4 years, who do you think is going to be the better quarterback, CJ Stroud or Anthony Richardson?
CJ Stroud, man, he could throw. If you could throw, then you can stay in the game longer than you can run.
Okay.
Simple.
That's true. That's true. See, Anthony
Easy.
Richardson, I didn't think he, I thought he was just all physical trait, but he moves the sticks, right? And he gets, I mean, it's not just all,
What body of work do we have to talk about him? It's too soon, man.
well, his 3 games, but it's not like he's just all statistics. He actually gives the Colts a chance to win, and scores touchdowns, whether it's with his legs or with his
Yeah,
arms.
Coast can't catch a break at QB play, man. Ever since Peyton left, Andrew Luck was good, and then what happened to him retiring after that, it's been terrible. I don't think Anthony Richardson is that good, but we can rewind the tape 3 years from now.
Yes. I'm already eating crow because Tua is turning out to be legit. I thought he was done last year. So, spoke too soon on Tua. All right. So, back to the last week's results. Vit went 3-1 last week. He took the Saints -1.5 versus the Texans and lost. The Vikings -3 versus the Bears and won. The Raiders -3 versus the Patriots and won. And he took the Bills versus the Giants -45 and won. His overall record now is 13-11. He is now tied with you, Scott, for an overall winning percentage of 54%.
Hey man, if you ain't cheating, then you ain't winning, man. Airmail picks 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah. So what do you think about the Patriots, man? You think it's Bill Belichick's last year coaching?
Don't know, man. Can't give a good answer to that. He's a legend, man. It's like they would never just let go of Popovich, man. Like he's just on that caliber. You just let it ride. It's the team. The team is pretty bad.
Yeah, but he's the coach and the general manager.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. What do you think? Would they ever cut him? No, I don't think so.
This might be before your time, but there was this great iconic coach called Tom Landry for the Cowboys. I think he
Yeah.
coached the Cowboys for like 20 years, and he got let go. But that was under a different circumstance. I mean, the Jerry Jones just bought the Cowboys, and he wanted to go his own way. And he fired Tom Landry and hired Jimmy
Bobby Johnson,
Johnson.
right? Jimmy Johnson, right? Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
look at that.
But everyone has their time, man. I mean, if
Yeah.
at some point, if they just look horrific and they go, 1-16 or 2-14, Kraft might let him go, man. It's clearly shown that he. Maybe it wasn't him, it was more Brady as far as this maintaining the Patriots dynasty.
Oh yeah, I knew that. I knew that from a long time ago. They had a debate who would win a Super Bowl first, Tom Brady or Bill Belichick. That was an easy bet.
Hindsight is 50-50, man.
Yeah.
All right, on to this week's picks. Shall you go first or I go first?
I can go first.
How are you liking the games this week?
Not bad. I mean, I like the games this week more than last week, but that may be just me, my confidence spilling over after hitting the parlay last week. So, let's see if we can carry the momentum here. I'm kind of doing something a little different, and we'll see if it flies. But let me start with my first pick here. First pick, I'm taking the Colts versus the Browns under 40. The Browns have just a top five defense here. Their games typically are under. They got a pretty easy bet with Gardner Minshew at the quarterback realm. I think it'll be a close ball game. I think 40 is a comfortable number that I'll take. Now the second game is kind of hard here. I'm debating between Washington 2.5 or Green Bay -1.5. I feel like it's super easy to bet against Denver. I think I'll take that approach, man. I feel like until Denver can win a game, I guess I could just bet against them, and I would win. Should do that more all season, but they've been hurting me more than anything. If they actually win this week, I'm never just touching their games again, period, for the rest of the season. I'll take Green Bay -1.5. Now for my third game, this is like, are we allowed to do this? But I want to pick the Eagles and the under in the 52. So have both of those picks in my Sunday night game.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, I'll take the under 52 and the Philly -2.5.
Who are the Eagles playing?
The Dolphins.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. Under 52, huh? And the Eagles, you taking what?
-2.5.
All right. Oh, I like it because I'm taking the Dolphins.
There we go, baby. Thank you for taking the Bills last week.
Yeah. So. Let me think about your picks here. Colts versus the Brown. That should be a decent pick because, like you said, Gardner Minshew's starting, and Deshaun Watson may not be playing. So just and the Browns got a really tough defense. So if you're going to get to 40, that means the Browns are blowing out the Colts because I don't think the Colts can keep up with the Browns and score a lot of points.
I like that.
The Packers -1.5. That's a toss up. You don't know who's going to show up week to week with the Broncos. They are playing in Denver, but the Broncos find a way to lose. So that is a pick 'em to me. And then the Eagles versus the Dolphins under 52. Wisdom would say to go over 52 because you got the Dolphins are such a high powered team and just might be a shootout just to keep up. So that one is a tough one, but we shall see Sunday. That's actually one of the better Sunday night games we've had all year. Looking forward to that.
You make me want to change my Packers pick now, but nah, I keep it, man. I just ride the wave.
It sounds good, but the results are not as good as what I'm saying, okay?
Yeah, they haven't covered this year, so we'll see, man.
Good to know, man. All right. This week's picks our games this week are a little bit better than last week because last week's were tough. I didn't really like any of my picks, but I had to pick something. This week's are a little better, but I'm not like sold on them. So my first pick, I'm taking the Jags. The game this tonight's game, the Thursday night game, I'm taking the Jags versus the Saints under 40.5. My rationale on that is I think there's a lot of significant injuries on both sides. Trevor Lawrence has got a hurt knee. He may or may not play. So even if he does play, he's going to be limited in his mobility. And I think what he can do, I expect a lot of sacks for the Saints. I'm not sure who the backup quarterback is, but I don't think that's going to be too good. And then the Saints, they barely held on with the Texans last week. So even though I thought they had a decent offensive players, the common quota there is David Carr, and I don't think he's a high-level quarterback. So I expect it to be a low-scoring game and make it under 40.5. My next pick, I'm taking the Bucks -2.5 versus the Falcons. They're playing in Tampa Bay, and I think it's two closely contested teams, but I think the home team will win and win by field goal. So I'm taking the Bucks. Not to mention the Falcons got Desmond Ridder, who's pretty terrible. And then my third game, I'm taking the Lions +3 versus the Ravens. I feel like the Lions keep on winning, but NFL odds makers and just, I guess, the general league in general don't give them the respect that they're due. So they're a very high power offensive team. And the Ravens, they're a decent team, competitive, but I don't think they can keep up with the Lions. If the Lions get into a shootout where they score touchdowns and the Lions score field goals, the Ravens aren't built to keep up and high power. They're more of a grind it out, rely on their defense type team. So I'll take the Lions +3. And for the Sunday night game, as I mentioned earlier, I'm taking the Dolphins +2.5 versus the Eagles. The Dolphins have just been on firepower this whole season. Tua, as I mentioned, has impressed me with his decision-making and being able to stay healthy. I don't know if you heard, he took jiu-jitsu this past offseason to learn how to fall down better, and it's paying off dividends. And then, of course, you got Tyreek Hill, man. He's a leading receiver in the league, continually to rack up points and scoring long TDs. So, yeah, I think I'll take the offense +2.5 versus the Eagles.
Okay, I'm impressed. You did a little research and used the internet this week to do some jiu-jitsu off-season training. I like it. I had your Tampa Bay pick originally too, but it scared me because too many people are betting on the Bucks, so I faded it. It's not a bad pick, but it's just, again, too many people betting on it. It's scary to me. Vegas might do something crazy. The Jags and Saints, I can see that too. I like the under tonight. Saints have a good defense when they play at home, especially in the dome. I think the Saints might win too, and I think they'll win a low-scoring game. So I can definitely see that. Lions and Ravens, that's a tough one. You could be very right. I mean, you could be very wrong. I think you could be right in the sense that why is the Lions getting +3? Most people at this point, though, bettors probably would take the Lions. So who knows? It's not about the line. It's about where the money's going. I think too much money maybe go on the line. So it's wary on that. And then the Dolphins, Eagles, I mean, that's probably my easy call right there. I think the Eagles, after last week's debacle and losing the game, they come out ready this week and they smack up on the Dolphins.
Yeah, that is true. I did mention to you last week, like, I usually pick if a team loses bad the previous week,
yep,
the next week they come in, more confident and focused and win. And that's what I said about the Cowboys, against the Chargers.
Tried and true with the Cowboys.
Maybe I do need to go with the Eagles.
That won't be fun.
No, I got to stick with my original conviction, man. There's something about the Dolphins, man. That's like my favorite team. Is that too easy to jump on their bandwagon since they're doing so well and such high power?
Yeah, you're good. They're doing well on the spread.
Yeah. But when it comes to like the only team that they played this year another good team, I felt a good team. They got smoked by the Bills, lost by 20. Huh?
What game?
Buffalo Bills.
Oh, yeah.
They played up in Buffalo, and they lost by 20. I don't
Yeah.
know. It was the weather or just the
Well, I
Bills.
bet the Bills that game, remember?
Yeah.
I bet the Bills that game, and I told you that was going to smack the Dolphins because they're too good. The Bills play to their level of
They do.
competition. All
They do.
right, so they play a good team, you can take them. They play a crappy team, go ahead and fade them.
Yeah,
They
so
play Patriots
the
this
only
week.
true good team the Dolphins played, they got smacked. But and on the other hand, the Eagles have not played good all season this year. Even though they're 5-1, they haven't looked dominant. They've been winning, but barely winning, like by a field goal or by 2 points. And then last week they actually got smacked, but it was like horrendous how bad they lost last week, the Eagles. Against the lowly Jets. It's like they were trying to give the game away.
They're trying to set it up for this week, man.
I guess. So.
Everybody and their mamas is gonna bet on the Dolphins,
You
and
know,
everybody and their mamas is gonna get their feelings hurt.
if it wasn't for you, man, I'd change my pick, but I'm gonna stay with what I have, the Dolphins plus 2.5.
Yeah, let her ride out, let her ride.
Yeah, because I gotta make some leeway against you here.
Yeah, you do.
Anything else? Oh, we got a big UFC fight this weekend.
Is it this weekend? I was going to say UFC is really the only thing on my mind right now.
Yeah, it's this weekend. What's
Islam.
it? Islam Makhachev and Volkanovski.
Volkanovski, yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? Who you liking?
Islam. He took the fight. Volkanovski took the fight 11 days notice. He is overweight right now. Not to say like he's not an athlete and he'll be fine, but I think that he just took the fight for money at this point. He's already proved it. He proved that he's still pound for pound, in my opinion, the best fighter. He's just fighting because he loves to fight and he loves to get paid. So he's gonna get a big paycheck, and then Islam's gonna win, and everyone's gonna be like, Islam is hasn't faced anybody good yet, type stuff. So they're just delaying the Charles Oliveira fight for next time, in my opinion.
Speaking of, I think Charles Oliveira got injured or got that cut on purpose, because he was already saying that he didn't want to take the fight initially because he felt he wanted more rest and he didn't want to fight in Makhachev's backyard.
Yeah.
So this kind of was like, the crazy thing I heard like 3 months ago on this other podcast, the guy said, don't be surprised if Charles Oliveira pulls out and gets injured and gets pulled out in training camp. And
Oh.
wouldn't you know it, he did.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, I think you're right as far as the Makhachev
Yeah.
Volkanovski fight. Makhachev, he's been training for 12 weeks for, and he's in
Yeah.
condition and everything. And yeah, you can. I mean, I don't. Volkanovski is a great champion, but you're jumping up a weight class. You've only had 12 days, to train. If he does, man, this would be one of the biggest upsets in the world. But I think it's
Yeah.
gonna
Oh.
it's a tall task.
Too tall, in my opinion. I don't like it.
Yeah, and
I
then
wonder what the odds are.
the other fight is that.
-145 for Islam. That's not bad, man.
Yeah, I know. The other fight was
Kamaru Usman.
yeah, and which he's taken on short notice too.
Yeah.
I think, unfortunately, I wish he would have had a full training camp. That would have been a great fight. But I think the other guy, Chimaev Kazmat, is going to smoke him.
I think
And
so too, man. He's -185. And I think, like when a champion loses, they never get back to where they used to be. I think Usman is one of those things where he never gets back to where he used to be. He was champion for so long.
I mean, he's moving up in a division, challenging Kazmat. I mean, Chimaev. But Chimaev's fighting at 185, and he probably walks around naturally at 220. He's a big
No, he's
dude.
not that big. He fought at he used to fight at 170. He's up at 185 too now.
Because he couldn't make weight at 170.
It was hard to say that.
It's gonna be a good fight, man.
Yeah, I think they fight during the day, so we might have to catch it on the pier or something while fishing.
On the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna suck. Well,
Yeah.
you know what, man? Fishing comes first. And I said that. Lock it down. Fishing will always come first.
I'm ready. Let's get it.
All right, man. Good luck on your picks.
You too,
And
man.
I'll see you on the pier.
Let's do it. Let's see where we land.
All right. Have a good one.
Talk to you, man.